This is a spoken narration script for the lesson. Stu Allen style. Shaper Radio Ready Intro in Ableton Live 12 for classic drum and bass broadcast energy. Dart. Welcome. In this beginner workflow lesson, we'll build a short, high-energy drum and bass intro in Ableton Live 12 that's ready for radio. Think tight filtered breaks, punchy stabs, a short vocal tag, focused low end, and a final limiter chain for broadcast presence. We'll use only live stock devices, simpler, wave-eatable or operator, auto-filter, drum bus, EQ8, compressor, utility, hybrid reverb, echo limiter and straightforward arrangement and automation so you can repeat this reliably. Overview of what you'll make. You'll create a 16-bar intro at 174 BPM in a classic DNB style. The elements are a warped amen or break loop with HP filter automation and transient processing, short sampled stabs and a spoken DJ tag or hook, an atmospheric pad low in the mix for width, mono-compatible low end, and a simple master chain for punch and broadcast level loudness. Before you begin, set your live set to 174 BPM and work in arrangement view for precise automation. Use a 16-bar intro template, bars 1 to 16 for the intro. The drop starts at bar 17. Project setup. Create these tracks. Audio 1. Break loop. MIDI 1. Stabs using wave-eatable or operator. Audio 2. Vocal tag. Audio 3. Atmosphere or pad. Create two returns, return A for hybrid reverb and return B for echo. The master will get final processing. Break loop. The backbone. Drag a clean amen or DNB compatible drum loop into audio 1. Double-click the clip and set warp mode to beats. Use a transient preservation setting like 1/16th or 1/8th notes depending on how micro you want edits. Duplicate the loop to cover the full 16 bars. Insert devices on the break in this order. First, EQ8. Set a high pass at about 30 Hz with a 12 dB per octave slope to remove rumble. If the loop is muddy, notch a gentle cut of around 3 dB in the 300 to 500 Hz area. Next, a drum bus. Use drive around 3 to 5, boom between 15 and 25% for full body, and adjust the transient section until the attack feels right. After drum bus, put an auto filter. Choose low pass with a steep 24 dB slope and start the cutoff around 2 to 3 kHz. Finally, place utility after the filter and leave width at 100% for now. We'll mono the low end separately. Automation on the break is key. Automate the auto filter cutoff, so it starts closed around 4 to 800 Hz for bars 1 through 4 and progressively opens to fully open by bars 13 to 16. Use an exponential curve for a musical feel. Also, automate a small increase to the drum bus drive or the drum bus transient amount in bars 13 through 16, 1 to 2 dB of extra drive or slightly tighter transient settings to push, punch into the lead up. Stabs and musical hooks. Create a short stab patch in wave-eatable or operator. Use a short decay between 120 and 240 milliseconds with no sustain and a tiny pitch envelope for a snappy attack. Put the stab filter cutoff around 1 to 2 kHz for bite. Program a 2-bar stab pattern and quantize it to sit tight with the break. A saturator with a soft clip curve and a drive of 2 to 4 dB, and set dry slash wet around 20 to 30%. Use EQ8 to add a high shelf boost at 3 to 6 kHz and a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz if it clashes with the drums. Compress lightly with a standard compressor 2 to 1 ratio, attack 5 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 200 milliseconds so you get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. In arrangement, place stabs sparsely from bar 5 forward to build excitement, and align a stab with the point when the drum filter is most open in bars 13 to 16 for maximum impact. Vocal tag and spoken hook. Import or record a short 1 to 3 word tag. Process it with EQ8 high pass at 100 Hz and a slight boost between 2 and 4 kHz of 2 to 4 dB for intelligibility. Follow the EQ with a compressor set to roughly a 3 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 milliseconds, release 100 to 200 milliseconds, and set threshold, so you get 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Place a utility after compression, keep width at about 100% or slightly wider. Send a small amount to hybrid reverb on the return, add pre-delay between 15 and 30 milliseconds and keep the return dry slash wet low, around 15 to 25%, so the tag gets air without washing out. Place the vocal at bars 9 and 13 to call attention before the drop. Automate clip gain or track volume slightly up in the final bars so it sits clearly over the drums. Watch for clipping. Atmosphere and effects. For audio 3, Use a long pad or soft wavy-able pad low in the mix. Put an auto filter on it in band pass or low pass to keep it airy and not busy. Send to hybrid reverb with relatively long decay but keep the send level low, 10 to 20%. Automate the send to increase over the last 4 bars so the mix widens into the drop, without washing earlier sections. Low end and mono compatibility. Ensure any sub-content is mono. Add a utility on bass or group channels and set width to 0%, below about 120 Hz. If you need frequency-aware control, use EQA to isolate sub-frequencies and route them to a utility set to mono. On the drum group bus, add a glue compressor with 2:1 ratio, attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto or 200 to 600 milliseconds, and set threshold for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction to glue drums and stabs together. Master chain for quick broadcast polish. Start with EQ8, high pass at 20 to 25 Hz, and consider a subtle air boost around 8 to 12 kHz of 1 to 2 dB. Next, a saturator with soft clipping drive 1 to 2 dB and dry slash wet 20 to 30% to tame peaks and add harmonics. Optionally use multiband dynamics to tame any low mid buildup gently. Finish with the limiter, set ceiling to minus 1 dB and add gain until the sound has presence. Aim for a radio-friendly loudness, but keep dynamics target integrated loudness around minus 8 to minus 10 lufs for an energetic DNB intro and keep true peak below minus 1 dB TP. Final checks and export. Do a mono check by setting master utility width to 0% and confirm elements sum cleanly. Draw tiny fades at audio clip starts to avoid clicks. Export as a 24-bit WAV at 44.1 kHz with normalize off, and render exactly the 16-bar intro range. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overfilter the break so you lose transients. If punch dies, reduce auto-filter resonance or loosen compression attack. Never widen sub-bass, keep frequencies below about 120 Hz mono. Avoid too much reverb on the vocal. Use short pre-delay and low send amounts so vocals stay intelligible on radio. Don't crush dynamics with a limiter, preserve transients. Always check in mono. Broadcast chains often sum to mono and elements can disappear. And don't neglect transient control if the breaks attack is gone. The intro won't cut through. Pro tips. Think like a radio engineer. Clarity, punch, and mono compatibility win. Work fast, then refine. Block the arrangement and main automation first break, filter sweep, one vocal hit, stabs, then spend the last 20 to 30 minutes on microsculpting. Use a clean, punchy break to start. If drum bus softens attack, combine EQ, drum bus, then a short attack compressor to restore bite. Try duplicating the drum track. High pass the duplicate around 1.5 to 2 kHz, emphasize transients, and blend to add perceived attack on small speakers. Automate auto filter with an exponential curve and consider a small resonance bump in the last bars, but keep it subtle. Tune stabs to any harmonic content. For vocal clarity, use a narrow cut around 300 to 600 Hz if it sounds boxy. Keep reverb tails short and automate returns so DJs can mix cleanly. Split the low band to guarantee mono sub under 120 Hz using EQ8 and utility. For the master, use a soft clip before the limiter, but keep drive minimal and use multiband very gently to tame low mids. Mini practice exercise. Aim to build this 16-bar intro in 30 to 60 minutes. Set tempo to 174. Drag and warp a break into audio 1 and duplicate to 16 bars. Add auto filter and automate cutoff from about 600 Hz to fully open over bars 1 to 16. Make a 2-bar stab in wavy-able and place 4 stabs across bars 9 to 16. Drop in a 1-word vocal at bar 13 processed with EQ, short compression, and 15 milliseconds reverb pre-delay. Add drum bus and glue compressor on the drum track or group. Put a limiter on master with ceiling at minus 1 dB and push until it feels radio present but not squashed. Export and listen on headphones and a phone speaker. Do a mono check and then iterate one change, like reducing reverb or bringing up stab presence, and re-export. Recap. You built a Stu Allen style radio ready intro using a filtered break loop with auto filter automation, drum bus and glue compression for punch, short stabs and a vocal hook for character, mono safe low end practice with utility, tasteful reverb and delay on returns, and a conservative limiter for broadcast presence. Keep the intro tight, loud enough to stand out on radio, and always check in mono. Save this chain as a template or rack so you can repeat the workflow quickly. Final coaching tip. Always a slash beat against a favorite Stu Allen era DNB intro or a reference radio intro. Focus on balance more than level. Drums forward, vocals clear, Subtitle: Repeat this template a few times and you'll develop consistent, radio-ready intros fast. Good luck, and have fun shaping that radio-ready DNB intro.